Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to a new episode of Counterthink. I'm your host, Mike Adams. Today's episode is entitled, "The Top 10 Revelations That Prove Democrats Are Demon-Infested Creatures Pretending to Be Human." I know, it's an astonishing title, but I'm going to walk you through this, even if it sounds just amazing. How could this possibly be true? And honestly, I wouldn't have believed this myself a few years ago, but today, the demons are coming out. You're seeing it, like in this infanticide now, where the governor of Virginia is doubling down on saying that, yes, they want to murder living human babies. They want to have human babies be born, and then they say they keep them comfortable until the mother decides whether to kill it. And then, if she decides to kill it, then the doctor just kills it. They just kill a living human baby. And the governor of Virginia thinks there's nothing wrong with this. Why? How can that be? The answer actually is the simplest answer of all. It's because the governor of Virginia is not human. The governor of Virginia, in other words, is a demon-possessed body, a human-looking body. You know, human biology, human skin on the outside, demonic, satanic spirit on the inside that has taken over that body. The same thing is true with the Democrats in New York. So, look, that's just a teaser. In this episode of Counterthink, I've got a full presentation ready for you. I'm going to walk you through the 10 revelations, the 10 irrefutable signs, pieces of evidence that show you that there is a demon infestation now walking upon this earth, and they are demoncrats or Democrats. This is what they have become, and it explains, if you keep wondering, how can they be so evil? How can they want to murder their own children? Why are they building all these monuments to Satan everywhere and toppling all the Christian monuments? And I've got many more examples. The answer is that they are demonic. Their souls are from hell. So just like God sends souls to earth to inhabit our bodies, you know, we have eternal souls that are divine, but also Satan sends souls from hell to inhabit bodies, and those people are demoncrats. And that's who they are. They are souls from hell, and their goal is the complete destruction of humankind, the conquering of earth, to turn the earth realm into hell. They want to create hell on earth, whereas those of us who are children of God want to create heaven on earth. We want abundance. We want light. We want transparency. We want sustainability. We want happiness and joy and innovation. We want all those things. But people on the left, leftists, liberals, Democrats, demoncrats, what do they want? Economic destruction, tyranny, slavery. They don't want people to be free. They don't want people to be alive. They want to murder your babies, and they want to create tyranny and terror and fear in the minds of the American people. They want race wars. They want strife, and they push lies, and their media centers like CNN are just pushing nonstop lies every day. Why? Again, because they're demoncrats. They are sent here to destroy humanity, and so far they are doing a literal damn good job at destroying humanity. So in this episode, I'm going to go through all 10 points. I'm going to give you more specific examples. Follow the presentation if you're watching this. If you're not watching it, you can catch the video on counterthink.com. This show also airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central on InfoWars.com, so don't miss it there at InfoWars.com as well. Check it out at counterthink.com if you miss it at that time. All the episodes are posted on counterthink.com. And there are many more episodes yet to come, because we are in the middle of now a cosmic battle. These are biblical times that have now descended upon us, and we find ourselves having a front row seat in this epic battle between good and evil. I'll get into more details as we continue here on Counterthink.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
If Satan sent demons to our planet to destroy humanity, to wipe out all life as we know it, what would they do? How would they accomplish that? I mean, think about this in your own mind. Think about how would a destructive, demonic, evil force attempt to destroy humanity? Well, some of the answers become rather obvious. Well, let's see. They would use deception and lies, and they would try to control people's minds with disinformation, right? That's the left-wing media. They would push poison through the food supply. They would make sure the medical system is nothing but poison. They would cause pain and suffering and torture through cancer treatments. They would damage children with vaccines that cause a lifetime of suffering from autism and neurological damage. And guess what? All those things are happening. And that's not all they would do. They would also attack the churches, and they would attack Christians and Christian monuments and Christian history and the Christian founding of America. And they would say that America itself is evil and bad because America was founded as a Christian nation. And guess what? They're doing all that. This is what the left is doing. These same demonic spirits, if they were trying to destroy our world, what else would they do? Well, they would take over the movie industry, and they would turn movies into Satan-worshipping filth films of just demonic imagery. They would worship Satan. They would put out TV shows that actually make the devil the hero, and they would demonize Christians. They would demonize people of religion. They would portray them on screen as being evil, creepy people, which is exactly what's happening. These are just some of the examples of what you are seeing unfold in your world today. And here in today's episode of Counterthink, I'm going to walk through these 10 points with you, the 10 revelations that prove Democrats are really demon-infested creatures pretending to be human. They are not human. So maybe I should define that as we get started here. To me, a human is not just the human physical body, but a human being has to have a soul that is of a divine source, a soul that is connected to the cosmic creator, God. Now, most of us, I mean, those of you who are listening, watching, myself included, and others who are in the presence of, you know, we feel divinity around us, we feel blessings, we feel the protection of angels and much more. We know that we are divine in our spirit and in our soul. We know that life is eternal. Beyond this biological lifetime, we know that our soul, that our spirit goes on, and that we are part of that great cosmic intelligence and love that is the creator of our universe. This is something that we know. But there are other creatures that look human because they have the same DNA, they have the same human bodies. But inside those human bodies, instead of divine souls that were sent here by God, there are evil, demonic, twisted, filthy, stinking, dark souls that have been sent here by Satan from hell. And those people are impersonating humans. See, they're trying to convince you that they are the ones who are the spokespeople for God. You know, they try to say, Democrats, what do they say? That, oh, they love the children. They're trying to protect the children. Really? Then why'd you just legalize murdering them? They say you have to give up your guns because they want to keep the children safe. We must keep the children so safe. And then what do? They jab them with 90 vaccines to lobotomize the children and neurologically damage them. And then... Oh, and that's only if the child survives the abortion, by the way. They would rather the child died in abortion, but if the child survives, they're going to shoot it up with toxic vaccine ingredients, and then they're going to look at you and say that they love the children. No, they love the children as a snack. I mean, these are the child murderers. These are the child destroyers. These are the child traffickers. Just go to Hollywood, look at the child trafficking and the child molestation, the child abuse. Even in the medical system, the child abuse is outrageous. The drug companies use children in Africa and other places as human guinea pigs. This is why the Nigerian government actually issued arrest warrants for the CEO of Pfizer, a pharmaceutical company, for killing children in Nigeria. Gosh, huh? Where have you ever heard of that before? You mean to tell me that left-wing run pharmaceutical companies set up labs in Africa and use black children in Africa for human medical experiments in guinea pigs? Oh, yeah. Why, you didn't know that? That's been going on for over 100 years. What about the Guatemalan prisoner experiments that were funded by the NIH? When that came out a few years ago, Obama had to apologize publicly for it. The president actually apologized for the U.S. government funding medical experiments on prisoners in Guatemala. And that doesn't even count, you know, the Tuskegee experiments performed on African Americans in America using university money and government resources and so on. I'm telling you, the left, the radical left, they are demons. This is what they do. They destroy life. This is who they are. They are not human. In other words, they are not, their bodies are not inhabited by souls that have any connection to God. So that's what I mean when I say they are not human. I mean, they have human-looking biology, they have human-looking DNA, but on the inside, their souls are actually projections of Satan. So let's get to the 10 points here. And point number one is, this is the evidence. This is one of the 10 revelations here that shows that leftists are actually demons. Number one is infanticide, where they are now, they've unmasked, and they used to say that they supported limited abortions, but, you know, it should be safe for the mother, and we have to limit the number, just, you know, let women have a choice. Now they're like, kill the babies, you know, murder that child, or let it be born alive and then murder it after the fact if the mother doesn't want it anymore. And they're not even apologizing for this anymore. Look at the governor of Virginia, or the New York Democrats in the state Senate, and Cuomo in New York. Look at these people. They don't apologize anymore for saying that they want to murder babies. This is their, it's a pillar of who they are. This is their position now. They come out and they say they want to kill babies. And if you don't like it, then you're a bigot or a racist, or you must be one of those awful Christians who doesn't want to kill your own children. While the good little leftists, oh, they want to slurp up the blood of their children, stab them in the back of the neck as they're being born in partial birth abortions, chop up those heads, grab those organs, and sell them to the biotech industry. That's what they do. Planned genocide is what it should be called, not Planned Parenthood. Planned genocide, because, of course, they target black children and black families. Infanticide. Here's my point. No human being could stand there and endorse the murder of human children. But this is what Democrats are doing, because they are not human. This is my point. And by the way, you look around the entire natural world. I live out in the country in Texas, and I see a lot of animals. I see deer, and I see wild hogs, and I see coyotes. I've even seen some foxes. I see owls and all kinds of vultures, you know, circling in the skies, cows, you name it, all kinds of animals. I have never seen an animal that tries to murder its own children. I've never seen it happen. In the animal kingdom, all the mothers try to save their children. In every case, even armadillos have more sense than liberals, because liberals want to murder their babies and they want to celebrate it. And you cannot do that, I would argue. You can't do that if you're human. These people are lower than skunks and rats, because even rats try to save their own offspring. I've seen it. I've come across a rat's nest of baby rats, and the mama rat tries to save the baby rats, but not a Democrat. The Democrats kill their children worse than rats, because they're lower than rats. They're not just animals, they're demons. They're not human. They're lower than the lowest vermin on our planet. Democrats. They kill their own children and then celebrate it. Much more straight ahead.
K
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
As I mentioned at the end of the last segment, you know, even rats try to save and protect their own children, but not Democrats. And that means that they're not human, they're demons. And so since they are lower than rats and they are inhabited by demon souls, we should just call them demon rats, not even demon crats. They are demon rats. Actually, that's an insult to rats. And by the way, also just as another interesting point, even rats know the difference between a male rat and a female rat, but Democrats don't. Democrats are dumber than rats when it comes to gender, because they can't even tell the difference now between a male and a female. They claim there's no difference, and they look at male and female biology, and they say doesn't count, or they claim it doesn't exist. These people, gosh, I can't even call them people. Just the word people, it just gives them way too much credit. They're not even people. They're not even animals. They're subhuman filth. And they claim that children are born genderless. Really, they say, this is the way they say. They say children are born genderless, and then the doctor assigns a gender at birth as if it's just some subjective random choice. No, you morons. A female infant born as a female, that genetic decision is made very early in the development of that baby girl. She was a female 9 months ago. The sex doesn't change. The gender doesn't magically transform at birth. But they don't even understand that. This is my point. I can go find the dumbest insect or creature. Guinea birds, they are the dumbest creatures. Or wild turkeys. I saw some wild turkeys today. They are some of the dumbest creatures you can imagine. And even wild turkeys know the difference between a male and a female. But not liberals, not leftists. They are so incredibly delusional and, frankly, just cognitively retarded that you can't even reason with them anymore. Well, part of it, again, is that they're not human. So let me continue with my list. I've only made it through number one here so far, infanticide. That's insane. Who kills their own children? Well, demonic spirits do. That's demoncrats. That's what they do. The second revelation is their Antichrist push. They attack Christianity. I saw the other day the New York Times is doing all these stories and investigations to try to demonize Christian schools and Catholic schools. Why are they doing that? Well, because the New York Times is run by demoncrats. They hate Christianity. They hate churches. They hate homeschooling. To them, the idea of God makes them feel nauseated inside. It's almost like if you put a cross on their skin, it'll burn a scar into them or something. Like throw holy water on them and watch them melt. These people are demons. Like actual literal demons. And the idea of Christ being involved in anything in our world is repulsive to these people. They hate it. They hate the word Jesus more than they hate the word family. And the word family triggers them, by the way. They hate the idea of families. They think families are horrific. But they think Jesus is even worse. And if you say God, then oh my God, that's going to get you banished and censored off of Twitter and all these other social media and tech giants run by liberal demoncrats. So the Antichrist push, that's more evidence that they are not human. They are actual demon souls inside. A third point here is found, you know, when you're sworn in as a member of Congress and you have to take an oath of office, the end of that oath, you say, so help me God. You know, like I swear to defend the Constitution or, you know, to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, or maybe you're swearing an oath in a court case. I swear to tell the truth, you know, so help me God, right? Well, Democrats in Congress, this is the new Congress voted in 2018. These Democrats tried to remove that phrase, so help me God, from the oath of office so that no other Democrats would have to utter the word God, because the word God was so offensive to these demons in human form, that they it probably makes them hurt. It probably causes neurological pain when they have to say the word God, because again, they are creatures of Satan. They are demons. They are the opposite of God. They are the opposite of love and light and truth. They are all about pain and hate and deception and darkness. This is who they are. This is how the Democrats operate. The DNC should be like the Demon National Congress. This is how they operate. This is who they are. They are demons. Point number four. I'm making good progress now. Point number four. Terraforming of the Earth has begun under the control of the liberals. They are now pushing for what they call global dimming. And dimming the Earth is polluting the Earth's atmosphere to block out the sun. To block out the sun, because Democrats, they hate the light. They hate the sun. You might even call it the Son of God, by the way. The play on words, but also true, because the sun is a creation of God, you know, as is the entire cosmos. The entire universe is the creation of an intelligent designer. The sun is a source of warmth, heat, light, and life. And the sun is offensive to Democrats. They hate the sun, and they're trying to block it. So they have this new thing they call global dimming, or geoengineering, where they're trying to release pollution into the stratosphere of Earth, which would block the sun, shut down photosynthesis of plants all across the planet, and cause a crash of every food web and every ecosystem on Earth. It would also result in a plummeting of the oxygen concentration of the atmosphere, because oxygen is the byproduct of photosynthesis. So plants would be denied sunlight. They would not be able to engage in as much photosynthesis. Oxygen levels would plummet, and the human race would be asphyxiated. In other words, the global warming lunatics, the climate change liberal mob, they are trying to suffocate humanity. And they're doing it systematically through terraforming or geoengineering. They're altering Earth's atmosphere. Why are they doing this? Because they've been ordered to. They've been ordered to do this by actual, literal Satan. This is these are their marching orders. Destroy Earth. Destroy the environment, destroy the food webs, destroy the ecosystem, destroy humanity, kill their babies, poison their food, inject them with toxic medicine, block out their sunlight, lie to them in a toxic media campaign, deny them education, attack their God. This is how Democrats roll. This is what they're doing. And so climate change and global warming is just part of this. You see how they're destroying God's creation? They're destroying Earth? And calling it, they're saying they're saving the Earth. That's just what a serpent would say. Oh, we're saving the Earth. No, you're not. You're destroying it, you demons. And that's why we have to eliminate these demons from the Earth, by the way, if we ever hope to actually save it, send these souls back to hell. But let's move on to point number five, or at least get into it briefly. I got to take a break here shortly, but I'm going to talk about, when we come back, medical vampirism and the harvesting of blood from children, because that is going on too, and the left is pushing it. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more Counterthink.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
You know, throughout history and lore and storytelling and even film, vampires feed on the blood of children to keep them alive. They have to continue to kill and kidnap innocent children and suck their blood, right? This is how vampires are depicted. Even zombies are depicted this way. Well, did you know that in 8 U.S. cities right now, you can actually go purchase blood harvested from children? I'm not joking. This is a new thing. It's called a longevity treatment, and the product is called Ambrosia. And you are actually, the blood of children is dripped into your veins. It costs $8,000 per liter. Apparently it's legal. I don't know. You can go get it in San Francisco right now. There's a company offering this. And they claim that it makes you younger, gives you more longevity. Well, I'm here to tell you that the global elite have been doing this for hundreds of years, by the way. This is nothing new. They've been kidnapping children, bloodletting them, and dripping that blood into their own veins for centuries. This has been going on. This is nothing new, but it's a demonic practice. It's a ritualistic child abuse, child trafficking, and child sacrifice. And you'll notice that child sacrifice is a very important common thread among all Satanists who despise humanity, who despise God, who despise Christ, Jesus, religion, you know, anything that's good. They even hate the sun, like I mentioned in the last segment. They feed off the blood of innocent children. And child trafficking has been part of the Democrat power base for as long as the Democrats have been operating. Child trafficking. Why do you think they don't want to build the wall on the southern U.S. border? Because that's the route for the child trafficking. That's how they get the children in. Not just for the blood, but also for the raping and everything else that they do with these children. Pedophilia is rampant across Democrats because, again, it's a demonic kind of thing. What kind of evil creature wants to rape little children and cut them open and harvest their blood and drip that blood into their own veins? Democrats do. This is who they are because it's familiar to them. This is the kind of thing that they see in hell. This is the hellish reality that they're used to. This is the kind of pain and suffering that feeds them. This is what their appetite is for. Because they're not, again, their souls are not from God. They're not divine individuals. They're not even human. This is my point. What human being could murder human babies and rape human children and harvest the blood of children to drip it into their own veins? No human being could do that. I don't even know how to say it again. No soul of God could do that. But Democrats do this every day in America. And some of these people are the big campaign contributors to the Hillary Clinton campaign. There's the one guy, I don't want to say his name. He's all these gay black escorts keep getting found dead in this guy's home. He's a big money guy for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And apparently, this is a pattern. But, you know, never mind. It's too disturbing. Some of the stuff is too disturbing even to talk about. But the harvesting of blood from children is actually happening right now. And it's something that, it's another sign that these people are demons. Number six. Satanic monuments. You notice all these Democrats that want to tear down the Christian monuments and they sue like City Hall in cities all across America to say, you can't have the Ten Commandments there. You can't have a statue to a Christian founder of the country or to Jesus or God. And they get the lawsuits put in and then the city has to tear down the Christian statues or the Ten Commandments or whatever. And then next thing you know, the Satanists are there saying, "Well, you got to build a Satan temple here. You got to put a Satan statue here, right in front of City Hall." That's what they're demanding. Why do they want to build monuments to Satan while they're toppling all the monuments to the Christian founding of America? The answer should be obvious because, again, they are demons. They want their heroes, their leaders, to be represented in the statues around them. They want to walk around town and see Satan in the city park. They want to go into City Hall and see Satan on the steps to know that Satan rules this realm. This is what they're trying to say. They want to put up those statues with the horns and everything and have like satanic half-human, half-demon beast statues everywhere. So they can just send a message to say, you are ruled by Satan. And this is what they're pushing for, again, because they are Satanists. Point number seven. I got to keep moving through here. There's a lot to cover. Check out the Hollywood movies these days. They're all worshiping Satanism, destruction of life. You see all this underworld, dark underworld stuff, the celebration of devil characters or demonic characters. You also see this in music videos, especially of the most popular pop music stars. They all have a Satan video. Some kind of a demon-themed video where they're dressed up like some minion of the dark underworld with all this suffering all around them. They all have a video like that. And even at the Super Bowl, the halftime performances over the last few years have been dominated by demonic imagery. I'm talking about weird, dark underworld imagery, like weird symbolism, some of it going back to Egyptian times. It's all encoded in there. I did a whole review of Lady Gaga and all the demon symbolism of her Super Bowl performance from a couple years ago. Madonna's done the same thing. All the other pop music stars, they're all into demonic stuff. This is how in the music industry today, you're not even allowed to succeed unless you first worship Satan. You have to rape children and like harvest their blood and prove that you're on board with Satanism before they'll even sign the contract with you these days. The industry is run by Satanists. It is so demonic and so dark and so disgusting. That's who they worship, that whole industry. Hollywood, the music industry, you know, the TV producers, the script writers, everything. All the shows written for Netflix now, one way or another, they're always attacking Christians, but propping up demons and Satan and Satanism. So there you go. Point number 8. God is truth. God is light. That's why God is associated with the sun, which of course Democrats hate. Democrats are serpents. They are deceivers. They lie. They run fake news, disinfo, propaganda hubs. They deceive by default. They are incapable of telling the truth about anything. This is why all Democrats have to lie about who they are and what they want in order to get elected. The minute they gain power, they stab you in the back. They betray all their promises, and they become like the true demon comes out, and they're all like, give us all your guns, you know, or not even give us, but we're going to come take them. That's what they do. Now Democrats are pushing for tax rates of 90% and the complete disarmament of the American citizens while it's legalized to murder all your own babies. This is their idea of a utopia where you work all day, you can't keep anything except 10% of your money. Your babies can be murdered at any time legally, and you can't defend yourself against the violent illegal immigrants who have sanctuary protection status all across the country. And just on that point, by the way, you ever notice how leftists say that these migrant babies, these are the most precious little angels, these migrant babies, we have to protect them, we have to let them into our country, they're little angels, so precious. But the babies of Americans, they just like kill those babies, murder those babies. I guess American babies are worthless to the left, but migrant babies are precious, so precious. This is how leftists think, because they're demons inside. They're serpents filled with deception. This is who they are. And of course, the fake news media is all about lying to you, filling your brain with lies, deceiving you at every level, and making you a slave to their system. When we come back, the final segment here on Counterthink will cover the last 2 points. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this break.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on Infowars.com.
What's really incredible now is how the Democrats are decloaking, unmasking, revealing who they really are through their actions now. Remember, they used to try to hide all of this. They used to try to say, we don't want abortions. We want to coexist with Christians. It's okay, everybody. We want diversity. We want tolerance. You know, that's what Democrats were for many years. We want civil rights. We want equal opportunity, free speech, everything. Now it's like, murder their political enemies. You know, silence everyone who disagrees with us. Christians must be killed. Execute the president. Murder the babies. Harvest their blood. You know, this is who Democrats are today. They are insane. Well, but again, they're not. It's not really insanity, is it? When this is their goal, this is their mission. It's an army of demonic minions carrying out their marching orders. See, this is what it really is. They're here to destroy humanity. They're here to cause pain and suffering. They're here to spread evil. They are here to prepare Earth to turn it into a hell. And this is why they're doing all the alterations of the atmosphere and everything else. They're here to destroy all life on Earth, including human life. And this is their mission. So that's why all these 10 points here, this is what they all have in common. The common explanation, as astonishing as it might seem, is the simplest truth behind it all. These people are demons. And point number 9 that I promised to get to here is the vaccine tyranny and the assaults on human babies. You know, vaccines could be made safe. There's a way to have single-dose vaccines that don't contain the mercury, don't contain the aluminum adjuvants, that don't contain the squalene and the brain-damaging chemicals and all these other things, MSG, formaldehyde, that's in vaccines as well. But they don't make them that way on purpose. They want vaccines to damage children. They want human babies to grow up without functioning neurology. When leftists see an autistic child who's brain damaged, who is barely capable of putting their own clothes on, who can't fend for themselves, and is a victim of the vaccine industry, when Democrats see that, they feel a sense of incredible accomplishment. They tell themselves that that's mission accomplished. They damaged another human baby. They get like demon karma for that. They get extra credit bonus points from Satan, you know, when their souls go back to hell one day, which, by the way, we should help them get there as quickly as possible, they're going to get extra bonus points, like extra credit from Satan. The more babies they harm, it's not just killing the babies, you know, because killing human babies, that gives them like 1 point. But if they can make a baby suffer for a lifetime, you know, have that baby damaged with a vaccine and made autistic, but not really, not dead, but living with pain and suffering, lifelong pain. Have you seen these kids? These autistic kids, they're screaming from pain. They're in pain like their nervous system is on fire every day for every year of their lives. That is terror. That is pain that the dark Lord feeds upon. This is Satanism at work, the vaccine industry. They are exploiting children like in the Matrix, except instead of putting them into pods and sucking their bioenergy, what they're doing is they're sucking the fear energy. They're causing fear and pain and suffering, and then they're harvesting that for the lifetime of that human child that has been turned into a dark energy producer for the dark lords. It's a spiritual war. It's demonic at every level. The vaccine industry is an extension of Satanism. To say that you weren't born in the image of God, where they're saying you weren't born with an immune system that can protect you, even though you were, of course, because you know how did your ancestors survive long before the invention of vaccines? Well, because we had immune systems, we still do, but the demon spirits say, no, you're not a child of God, and you don't have a blueprint of perfect health intelligently designed into your system from God, so you need these vaccines. And so they fill them with toxic chemicals to make sure that they cause maximum neurological damage, and then they feed off that pain and suffering for the lifetime of the child whose life they just ruined. This is the vaccine industry, and it is dominated by demons. Actual demonic spirits, actual minions of Satan. And it's the ultimate thrill for them to penetrate the body of a child and inject with a little prick, inject their DNA, their demonic DNA, all these RNA and DNA fragments that they make a cocktail of disease. That's how they make vaccines, you know. They take infested organs like African green monkey kidney cells or even aborted human fetal tissue goes into many of the vaccines, and it's a festering pus pool, a cocktail of toxic DNA and RNA from various primates and chicken eggs and disease organs and other human babies, and they mix all that together and they inject it into newborns. This is how the vaccines are actually made, by the way. None of that is an exaggeration. Those are the ingredients, okay? And this is it's medical cannibalism too, because they take the dead aborted babies and they grind them up, and they make new vaccines out of the dead babies. You can actually go onto the FDA website, by the way. You can look at the ingredients of vaccines. You can see aborted human fetal tissue cell lines are used in vaccines. I'm not making this up. This is how it's done. It's medical cannibalism. It's also ritualistic medical child sacrifice. Would that be done by a Christian organization, an organization that loves God and loves children? No. It's done by demonic, dark spirits, demons, serving Satan to destroy children, grind them up, and then inject them into other children to destroy those children too and feed off the pain and suffering. That's the vaccine industry. That's what they do. It's beyond sick. It's evil at every level. I could go on about that, but I got to get to point number 10 here. Point number 10, the final revelation, how you know Democrats are demon-infested creatures pretending to be human. And it really comes down to this. In the history of the world, there are only two nations that were founded on Christianity. Two nations. Those are the United States of America and Israel. Two nations. And both of these nations are under relentless assault from the radical left. They hate Israel, and they hate America. They say Israel is evil, and they say America is evil, but in fact, it's the evil that's trying to destroy both of these nations. That's the evil riding on top of this. It is intense, coordinated evil to try to say that both of these nations don't have a right to exist because they were founded in the image of God or Christianity. Now, I know there's a lot of debate about Israel and Palestine, and I'm no expert on the Middle East, so I'm not going to get into the geopolitics there. And I know that not every nation is perfect. So I'm not here to defend every action. Even America has had some bad actions like, you know, military intervention or CIA overthrow of Central American countries and South American countries over the years. I'm not here to defend every action of both of these nations. But just to say that America and Israel were founded with Christian principles, and that is enough for the radical left to want to destroy both of those nations. That's why they want to destroy America. Not because America has a CIA that runs overthrow operations against, you know, Central and South American countries, and also in the Middle East and elsewhere. That's not why the left hates America. The left hates America because America is a Christian nation. They hate the fact that, you know, the oath says, "So help me God," or even they hate the Pledge of Allegiance. I've seen stories where these radical leftists are now trying to ban the Pledge of Allegiance in schools because they say, "It's all white, Christian, bigoted patriarchy," you know, whatever they say. It's a one nation under God, indivisible, you know. They hate that. They hate the word God. They can't stand to have a pledge of allegiance to a nation that was founded on Christianity. It makes them burn inside. It burns. I mean, they're actually like Smeagol. But this is why they hate America. They want to overthrow America and bring in a godless regime. You know, communist China is godless. It's illegal there to practice religion. It's illegal to have a Bible. It's illegal to even meditate. They attack the Falun Gong group. They call it a cult. It's just a bunch of people doing like Tai Chi and meditation. And so they criminalize the Falun Gong, and then they harvest their organs and sell them on the black market. Because, of course, communists are demons. You know, the Communist Party is dominated by demons. They're almost synonymous at this point. But there you go. Those are the 10 points, the 10 pieces of evidence that connects the dots to let you know there actually are demons in human form who are trying to overthrow and destroy all life on Earth to prepare planet Earth for to turn it into hell. And frankly, they're succeeding. That's the show. God bless you. Thank you for watching Counterthink.